We will now have the final part of our forum with the candidates for the Boone Hospital Board of Trustees. The Boone Hospital Center was leased to Christian Health Services, a private management system, in 1988. We're getting a history lesson. In 1993, Christian Health Services merged with Barnes Hospital and the Jewish Hospital, both of St. Louis, and formed Barnes Jewish Christian, now BJC Healthcare. Currently, the board is planning the next phase for the hospital management, in case you've missed a few headlines. Boone County still has a financial interest in the hospital and in the management of the property in Boone County. The Board of Trustees consists of 5 members serving staggered 5-year terms. One term is up this year, and we have 2 candidates for that position, Greg Steinhoff and Mark Dempsey. All Boone County voters will elect 1 trustee for the open seat. We will now begin with candidates' opening statements in ballot order, and that would be Mr. Greg Steinhoff. You may make your opening statement.
Thank you, Renee, and thanks to the League for hosting this. And unlike previous sessions, I promise not to impugn the character of my opponent. I find him to be a fine gentleman. That's right. My name is Greg Steinhoff. I've been in Boone County for most of my life. My father had Steinhoff Pharmacies for 30 years across the street. I actually washed pots and pans in the Boone Hospital kitchen when I was a student at Hickman. Went on to become a pharmacist, started a healthcare company. It eventually employed over 400 people. The company was called Option Care. In 1999, I was elected to serve as a Boone Hospital trustee. It was a real honor to do that. I went on to serve for 6 years. During that time, I found you felt really proud to be part of Boone Hospital Center. The financial standing was really strong. The hospital was investing a lot back into the facility. Quality was phenomenal. You just felt proud to be part of Boone. I was off the board for about 11 years. A year ago now, I was appointed to serve a vacated term for about 4 months. And when I came back, I found the hospital was really in a different position. There were financial difficulties. The actual hospital was actually losing money. There were some concerns. Key performance indicators were sliding. And most probably importantly, the medical staff seemed to be very, very disenchanted with what was happening. What I found was that who we leased to in St. Louis, BJC in St. Louis, their agenda and what they felt was important in St. Louis was not matching up with what was going on. And so our trustees, 2 of which are here tonight, worked extremely hard to try to figure out what the new direction is for Boone. That's going to be a big decision that requires a lot of experience in making big decisions. And so that's why I'm excited to be part of that. I believe I have the background, the experience to do that well, and I look forward to achieving that with the other trustees. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mark Dempsey.
Thanks, everybody, for sticking around tonight for us. And I'm kind of glad it's not as full as it was. But one of the questions asked earlier was 1 to 10, statesman versus politician. I'm number 5. I'm a worker. I'm the one in the middle doing the work. But a lot of people have been asking me, who am I? I'm not an incumbent, and my opponent really is. He's been in this position before, and obviously he did a good job when he was here. So who am I? Well, I've been here working for 27 years in the healthcare field. I'm an athletic trainer by profession. I've spent thousands of hours on the sidelines and courts of this city. Most of my gray hair came from Jeff Jr.'s gym, by the way. So I'm really glad to hear that that's going away. 18 years of those, I have been the owner of my own private physical therapy company. Today, I am the vice president of Peak Sport and Spine. We have 50 clinics around the country. I have 430 employees that are directly under me. I serve as the chief operating officer of the company as well. So big decisions, contracting, HR, hopefully not data breaches, are things that fall under me and I have to deal with on a daily basis. And I think I've done very well. Like I said, 430 employees and everything's going really good. The other thing that I've been involved with is other committees. I actually served today on the Board of Healing Arts for athletic trainers. We decide people's fates and their licenses for their careers. I work with the Missouri State High School Activities Association. I've been on their Sports Medicine Advisory Committee for probably 27 years, quite honestly, where we make rules that affect everyday functions of our athletes and in our schools. So I'm very adept at public work.
Thank you, gentlemen. We will now take questions from the audience, and there have been questions prepared for me by the league. Candidates will each have 60 seconds to answer questions. We will alternate the order on who answers first. If you have a question on a card, please hold it up, wave it at one of our league members, and they'd be happy to take it from you. Okay, we're going to start with Greg. We'll start with you with this first question. How do you ensure that the lease doesn't lead to the new lease with whomever it ends up being, doesn't give you the same morale and financial problems that we find ourselves in with BJC?
Right. What's been interesting to kind of watch what's happened over the last 29 years, this relationship with BJC, was that at the time the hospital entered the lease, there was really a tremendous benefit. All the experience, the clinical, financial, management, operational experience. Mr. Morrow was here, was the CFO for years, worked to really build take all those resources and combine them with what we had here in Columbia and build a really fantastic hospital. What we learned is that, particularly in today's world where you see a lot of systems being formed, that those systems and their interest in the communities that they are headquartered oftentimes do not line up with what's going on in your own community. And I think that's a lesson that we need to look at when we're choosing a future partner. Randy has always said the best decisions are made when the dollars that are generated to provide the health care are in the same location as the decisions that are being made to construct it. And I really believe that's the case. What we've learned over the period of this lease, in the last few years especially, that's bore out by what's happened with the hospital.
Thank you very much. Mark Dempsey.
Well, I think the first thing we have to do is we have to figure out what happened, because the 10 years prior to that, everybody was happy. This hospital, when I came here, was a great hospital, and this is as Mr. Steinhoff has said, and it's not that far removed from being one of the top 100 hospitals in the country. So what's happened? So how do we keep it from becoming a problem in the future? Identify the problem right now. Find a solution to it. Find the partner that actually works towards solving that and not creating more problems. So I think the first thing is to dig in, and I trust that the trustees have already been doing that, and we'll keep digging more.
One of the things that came out recently was that you would no longer be negotiating, the Board of Trustees would no longer be negotiating with the University of Missouri Healthcare System. Do you see still opportunities for working with the university in the future in spite of that? Question goes to you, Mark Dempsey.
Well, I think the word used is paused. So I think there's still that potential for there to be a working relationship with the university. And quite honestly, we need to be working together anyway. We need to be, they don't necessarily have to own each other or do everything else, but we should be working together anyway. The med school needs support. The citizens of Boone County deserve good quality medicine, and there's no reason why that we shouldn't be working together.
Thank you. Greg Steinhoff?
Well, I think the trustees spent enormous amount of time evaluating different options for the hospital, and through lots of counsel from all sorts of places, chose to go into negotiations with the university. That was their choice. And those discussions have stopped, as you pointed out. So now the trustees are in a spot where they have to really assess where they are and what the various options would be and make the best decision for Boone Hospital Center. I've been involved with a lot of different organizations. To me, the most important thing is to realize what the purpose of the organization is. What's the mission? The mission of Boone Hospital Center is to improve the health of the people and the communities that we serve. So if the trustees have that as their single-minded purpose, then the decisions that they'll make of the options that are available to them will put Boone in the best possible chance to successfully achieve that goal. And I think that's where they are right now. If it comes back that the university is that option, or any of the other options that have previously presented themselves or new options, they're going to have to go through the same process of evaluating those and making that decision.
Next question, Greg, you'll get this one first. Mm-hmm. What area of what is there an area of improvement at Boone that you would point to that you would like to see focused on if you were to be elected, reelected to the board?
Well, I think first of all, financially, the hospital needs to improve its financial footings. And so Mark did a great job of pointing out that we need to figure out what has happened with Boone. And I know the trustees have spent a tremendous amount of time doing that very analysis. Many of them are revenue related. So what are the things that have taken revenues out of Boone Hospital Center or prevented Boone Hospital from maximizing their revenues? And so I think we'd have to look tremendously at the revenue part of the equation, not so much the cost part of the equation. How can we build back Boone Hospital to the point where its revenues can support all of the things that we've experienced in the past? And so that would be a key area. You can't really do anything unless you can have the financial footings to support it, and that's where I would focus my initial efforts.
Thank you. Mark Dempsey?
Well, I agree with the financial side, but I also believe that what made Boone strong before and such a good hospital was its people. And I think morale is down. I've heard from many of the employees, and they tell me they're scared. People don't like change. None of us like change. But right now, they don't really know what's going to happen. They have, and most of the people in the county don't really know what's going to happen. So I think what we have to do, as well as the financial, and I think the financial will come when we get the people feeling better about what they're doing, when we get the employees back on board and believing that they're working for a quality place. And that includes physicians. The physicians need to take pride in it, too, because that was part of what built Boone Hospital Center to the position that it was.
All right, thank you very much. Last question of the night. Which one to choose? Since we've kind of touched on this subject a little bit when we were talking about schools and security, if elected to the Boone Hospital Board, what specific proposal would you offer to improve mental health services at Boone Hospital? Mark, this goes to you first.
Well, that's a big one. And that's from the whole country. That's a dilemma that we're all facing. And my understanding, that was one of the hardest things for Boone Hospital Center to secure in the past was good mental health care. And, you know, I don't know that there's a right answer or a wrong answer in this, but every potential solution for mental health care in this community needs to be explored. And that's probably one of the areas where the two hospitals really should be working together to provide that. And again, not without knowing exactly what all transpired in the past, and Greg might have a better idea about that, but I believe that that's an area that they should be working together.
Greg?
Mental health care is very, very challenging for both public policymakers as well as for providers. And I think the move in mental health, primarily for cost reasons, as a pharmacist, I really realize this, was to move it more into an outpatient setting. And there were good and bad aspects to that. When that occurs, and you have one center in this community, Mid-Missouri Mental Health, that provides a large amount of those funds, and then you have the county that has a mental health tax that is working with the school system and that center, then it is a prime area where you would think all of the healthcare providers in the institutions would be able to work together to maximize their resources to provide the best possible mental health for all of Boone County and the whole Mid-Missouri region. It's really, really hard to do that all the time really well. And it just takes good leadership and good collaboration to accomplish it.
Thank you. We will now have time for closing statements in reverse ballot order. Mr. Dempsey, you may begin. 1 minute.
Very good. You know, I think my wife has said this before to me in frustration watching politics, and to say we all want the same thing. We just have a different way we want to go about it. And I think there's not a person in this room that does not want Boone Hospital Center to be a strong hospital and be good and take care of our citizens. That's my goal, is to get it back to where it was. I have my own opinion on how it should go, and I'll probably learn more if I get an opportunity to do that. So April 3rd, first and foremost, vote. Get out and vote. I'm probably preaching to the choir a little bit here, but we really need to get people to come out and vote. And when you do, vote for me. I mean, there's nothing wrong with this guy. He's a good guy. But I will tell you, I am actually in the trenches right now in the healthcare field working fighting. I'm in the outpatient world, so, and I can tell you, you don't really want to get into that with me. It's a tough road to go, and the hospitals, it's already getting tough on them, and it's going to get tougher in the future. So we need to have people who are engaged in the medical industry and committed to making it as strong as it can be.
Thank you very much. Greg Steinhoff.
Healthcare enterprise and whole Mid-Missouri region is just crucial. And one of the concerns that all of us should have is that there's this real encroachment from the cities into our area. Last year, more than 15,000 people left Mid-Missouri to go get healthcare in either Kansas City, St. Louis, or Springfield, or other areas, but outside of our area. People are coming to me all the time saying, how come KU Medical Center is advertising more in Boone County than Boone Hospital Center is? People are, my wife's a Jayhawk and she's smiling over there. People are not realizing, in my opinion, that we as a healthcare community, an enterprise which counts on, which creates thousands of jobs and causes a financial base for all of our businesses and our municipalities to draw from, we are really being threatened right now, in my opinion. We have to realize that we've got to put ourselves in a mindset we're going to build and strengthen this community. And if you elect me to be a trustee, my mind is going to be solely focused on that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We want to thank the candidates, gentlemen, for the who are running for Boone Hospital Board of Trustees. Thanks for putting your name on the ballot. We appreciate that. The League of Women Voters, KFRU, and the Columbia Public Library thank all the candidates, Dr. Stiepelman, and community members for participating tonight. We would also like to thank Sam Griffin. Thank you, Sam. Good to see you back there for audio services. Brian, thank you very much for being here tonight to help out, make sure we are live and on the air on KFRU. We would like to also thank Lauren Williams from the Columbia Public Library for the refreshments, and they were tasty, and the room set up. And we encourage all citizens to go vote April 3rd. Thank you and good night. You've been listening to News Talk 1400 KFRU.